This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thank you. To our FedEx, our UPS, and our mail haulers out there, hauling the mail and the gifts and presents and packages wherever they need to go, thank you. And to our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, thanks for you too. And to our Amazon warehouse people, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to us, as well as the drivers out there for Amazon. Thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch. You can also find us on MeWe. You can find us on Parler. You can find us on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain at an S America, all lowercase. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now on this Friday morning, and it's really nice where he's at, he's telling me. He's not going to tell anybody, though, what the temperature is going to be come Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And we won't even ask him because we're going to be freezing. He's not. But here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody. It's just a forecast. It could change. It's actually been a little bit chilly here. So it's...
Well, I'm looking at what just came across my dial here. It's still 68 degrees and mostly cloudy, but there's now a big warning with a big red triangle that says freeze warning.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's serious stuff.
Yeah, and they mean it because we are definitely going to drop down to the smidgens here. When it starts dropping, it's going to drop like about 50 degrees is what we're being told. So we'll see.
We'll see. So is that going to affect agriculture?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Yep. And the beaches and all that, they'll be the only people that will be at the beaches will be the people from Canada, and they'll be the ones in shorts and a T-shirt.
That's exactly right.
Oh, God, I hate to do that, but it's funny. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we recommend and suggest and emphasize those two words, under God, because in case you hadn't been paying attention, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, a popular Texas sheriff, is the latest elected official to reject the Democratic Party and become a Republican. That's pretty good news coming from the highest local authority in the county.
Well, it sure is, and certainly because, again, I think this is another instance, Captain, of you have somebody whose values just don't comport with where the Democrat Party is going, or the Democrat Party, maybe actually reverse it, doesn't comport with where the constituents are. And so this, that can be a very, very powerful thing indeed. I believe his name is, he's in Karnes County, Sheriff Dwayne Villanueva was announcing that he was switching parties. So I'll just say this briefly. Are you listening, Senator Joe Manchin?
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. See what the sheriff did and be like the sheriff.
Yeah, exactly. it won't hurt you at all, Joe.
No. Well, but again, I think the real impact here is that the Democrat Party, especially when it comes to border issues and other things, is just bewildering people that say to themselves, I've been a lifelong Democrat, but I can't see myself in this party anymore.
Right. Now, Senator Rand Paul said that the Republicans are emasculated. They always collapse amidst the fear of shutting the government down. Well, yeah, they do. I've noticed that.
Well, that's right. It never goes well. It's actually bad on both parties, ultimately. But certainly, yes. Actually, I think that extends out. I think you have a lot of GOP that people wonder. Well, they had it right in their hand. Why did they just let it go? What was that? Why didn't they stand their ground on this or that issue?
Now, we're hearing from the National Border Council, and in particular, one of their vice presidents said yesterday the encounters on the border are now less because the agents are not on the line.
Well, right, because there's nobody there to encounter them.
They just come across, and here they come.
Yeah, so look how twisted that really is. It's like, well, we have less encounters, you know. It's like, makes it sound like, well, it's not so bad.
But
now.
That's what the Democrats are doing. That's what they're saying. Well, we know we have less encounters on the border, but they don't tell you that the only reason you do is because they took the Border Patrol and pulled them off the border and stuck them in all these detention centers and they're babysitting.
Right, right. So it's like, it's down such and such a percent. That's a success. You know, it's ridiculous.
All right. I think, yep, I do. I hear the music coming. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. If you want to opine, 877-969-8600.
This is Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. Thanks very much, Jeff, for doing that for us. And Merry Christmas to Jeff. Merry Christmas to everybody down in Sarasota tonight that's listening to us. And Bradenton, and let's see, Venice and Englewood and Arcadia, and I know I'm leaving somebody out. Oh, Lakewood Ranch, there you go. All right, now, you know, I like to talk about a lot of different things here, but one of the things that I talk about is a product that's really helped me over the last 9 years of my life, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, it does what it says it's going to do. At least it does for me and many other people that I know. Now, you can order the 3-week quick start, which still costs $19.95, just like it did 9 years ago when I started to take it. And it'll go to work for you right away the first day. Now, you may not notice it the first day. It may take a week, may even take 2 weeks for it to get into your system and let it start doing what it does. But it will help you to get rid of the pain, the inflammation, the swelling that is in your body because of whatever the problem is that you're having. Now, to get the best results, you need to take it every day. That's a no-brainer. And the Relief Factor capsule is very easy to take. There's 4 capsules in a little packet. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You take one in the morning with your breakfast. If you need another pack, you take it at lunchtime. And if for some reason you need a third pack, you take it at dinner. But once it gets in your system, you won't need to take the product 3 times a day. You can get by with 1 or 2 at the most. And then you'll be able to drop it down to 1 and just keep it in there as a maintenance factor. Because when I stop taking Relief Factor, I notice it right away. I start to hurt again. Then this will be with its all natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, the way that your body will show you the natural response it has to inflammation, to swelling and to pain by going right straight to the source of the pain. So all you got to do for $19.95, the three-week quick start, is to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. All right, first we'll bring in Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have got the snow bunny, or snow bell, or snow person, whatever you want to call, because I didn't get technical here, up in Colorado. It's none other than Aaron. And Aaron, how cold is it up there?
Oh, it's like the Christmas song. Oh, baby, it's cold outside.
I think it's 7 below 0 in Denver itself at the airport.
Yeah, it is cold. And,
that's without the wind now.
And the only ones who can survive this cold, truly, I mean, luckily, I'm not sleeping on the bridge, or maybe an Eskimo would survive this
cold. Yeah, because they rub noses to stay warm.
Yeah, that's about it. But the thing is, the topics I want to focus on, of course, it was great that the Ukrainian president came and visited the great country of the United States of America.
Yep.
Came in with his offering plate.
Yep.
Begging for money.
Yep.
And I have no problem supporting the insanity going in Ukraine, but the president of Ukraine needs to go and visit Germany.
Right.
He needs to go visit France.
Right.
He needs to go visit Britain.
Right.
Because former President Trump would say the EU is not doing their fair share. That's fine. That we're helping them deal with one of the leaders of doom on planet Earth.
Yep.
But EU, they need to do their fair share and help the Ukrainians out too.
Yep.
And it's really sad that this $1.7 trillion bill is going to pass through Congress.
Right.
And the rhinos are going to do their bidding for the dark side, broken down dumb donkeys.
Yep.
When they have the votes, they have the votes in the House, they have the votes in the Senate with an old broken down dark side donkey of a vice president that can break, that can vote for that. And Trump is right. Why are the Republicans voting for this bill? You have the votes in the House. Don't vote for it.
Yeah, you got to remember, some of those people are not, they didn't get elected or they're retiring, so they don't care.
Yeah, that's the problem. They don't care, and as a result, they're not going to be held accountable for voting for
right.
Another step for this country heading to a bankruptcy.
Right.
This country's broke. We need the wall of China on that southern border.
Right.
We need the wall of China. I wish we had the wall of China on that southern border.
Right.
We need term limits at the federal level.
Yep.
Term limits.
Yep.
We need a constitutional amendment to balance the budget once a year, like most of the states, except for California,
yep.
Because California is a pile of dark side donkey ass. Sorry, Professor Ponder. I know you live there, but you deal with those loony left nuts all the time. But the thing is, it's tragic that this bill is going to pass. It's full of pork.
Yep.
It's fleecing of America. It's Bernie Madoff on steroids.
Yep.
It's stealing, and it's tragic. But anyway, the Professor Politics, Cap, Professor Politics, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Stay warm.
Woo!
Thank you very much, Aaron. Okay, on a roll there, huh?
She sure is. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Now, we've got another caller, so let me go right over here to the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Iron Mike from Tampa.
Hey, Iron Mike. What's up?
First of all, I'd like to wish all of Republicans a very Merry Christmas and all the Democrats a happy global warming. Just one thing about the conservative Joe Manchin. He's bought and paid for. His wife has got a $162,000 a year job appointed by Biden.
Yeah,
he isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's it.
What does she do?
Just
by the way? What does she do?
She's got, I don't know, she's in one of the departments. I'm not sure what, but it pays $162,000. So you take his salary and her salary, that's pretty good living.
About $350,000.
Yeah, and to hell with the people of West Virginia. That's exactly where they are. And I don't believe that man will make it in the next election, but he's already done all the damage he can to West Virginia.
Huh.
And but like I say, happy global warming to all those Democrats.
All right, thanks a lot, Iron Mike.
Just one more comment. I don't want to take up all the time. The captain is, I've got to know him pretty well, and he is genuine. He's not a celebrity. He's not a thing. He is a very down-to-earth patriot. And when I'm with him, he doesn't dominate the thing for these lunches. He lets everybody else speak, and but he is the center. He is the axle that keeps all these folks going.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Iron Mike. You take care. Appreciate the flowers. No, he's a really good guy, and the amazing thing about him is that he's another one, a true patriot.
Yes, that's right. And very kind words for Iron Mike. I think everybody would absolutely agree. You know, Captain, I'd like to pick up on something that Aaron from Denver.
Sure.
Was talking about, and
sure.
That was when she said Zelensky needs to go to these other countries, these other NATO countries, right, and be more vocal there. And it made me think for a moment, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're not seeing President Biden leading this, trying to get countries together and trying to, I mean, maybe behind the scenes, and maybe there is something going on, but it doesn't seem, when you think about aid to Ukraine, you don't think about, here comes Joe Biden, you know, heroically
right.
Gathering all these nations together and focusing the resources.
Right.
It just seems like it's a big political thing for him to have Zelensky come to the United States.
I tend to agree with you, and of course they're grandstanding when they do that.
Yes, exactly.
Now,
right.
He came over here, and he did get it. It was an emotional speech. Yes, it was. It tugged at the hearts of many people. Yes, it did. But you had to listen to everything that was being said. And right away, people go, "Oh, the dictator." Excuse me. The guy was elected by people, not like the guy before that was pretty much appointed and put in place by Vladimir Putin. Because
right,
when he left the country, where did he go, Kyle? He went to Russia.
Back to Russia. That's right. Well, and there's something to be said when you're defending your country that you were elected to lead. That's a very powerful.
And you're out on the battle line where everybody can see you.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, we're coming back. Bottom of the hour. Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Jeff do it again.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Blizzard warnings are in effect across a large stretch of the country. It's all thanks to a brutal storm system that's hitting millions.
Make sure that you have plenty of clothing, those kinds of things, because you never know because the temperatures are so extreme.
Blizzard conditions are expected in places from eastern Montana all the way to Buffalo, New York. Cities and counties surrounding Minneapolis being warned of impossible and life-threatening travel from tonight through tomorrow. The December sell-off is back. Stocks fell today as investors did not carry on a rally from yesterday. Concerned about central banks taking action to control inflation, Americans' life expectancy is at its lowest since 1996. CDC data shows a downward trend starting in 2020, landing at just over 76 years old for those born in the U.S. in 2021. That's on top of a 30% increase in 2020 overdose deaths. Fatal drug overdose rates went up among almost every racial demographic, too. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Was founded so that a trained veteran health care staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said
you. You bet you tell me Captain Sitch is right, because HeroesMile.com, and I'm going to spell this because a lot of people are having trouble trying to find it because of the spelling. Heroes Mile is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. That's Heroes. H-E-R-O-E-S. HeroesMile.com. Now, you want to go over there and check them out and see what they're all about. You won't be disappointed. If you are a veteran, you're going to be talking to fellow veterans on the other end of the line. If you are a first responder, the chances are pretty good you could be talking to a first responder on the other end of the line, because they also work with and help first responders with the problems that they have. Now, it's not just about post-traumatic stress. It's not about brain, TBI, traumatic brain injury. It's not about maybe you got a problem with drinking or smoking or whatever the problem is. It's not about that. It's about brothers and sisters helping brothers and sisters when it comes to the things that they need to have in life and get themselves straightened out and lined back up to do the things that they need to do to make a living and to have a productive life. Now, let's say you want to start a business. Let's say you don't know how. They will direct you over at Heroes Mile with the people they've got over there as to how to do that and what's needed, so that you'll understand all of that, which is a tremendous service all by itself. Best part of it is you're talking to people that have walked a mile in your shoes. They know exactly what you're going through. That's the best part. So I want you to check them out online by going to the website, heroesmile.com. I'll spell it again, HEROESmile.com. That's HEROESmile.com. Now, their phone number, if you want to call them, is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, NOW, N-O-W, the number 2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's their phone number at heroesmile.com. Go over there, check them out, tell them the captain sent you. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be glad you did. Could be the best call of your life. Okay, back to the professor of politics in California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about Carrie Lake. Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we need to expound a little bit more. Now, she, of course, was the Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate whose legal team said that a review of some 113 randomly chosen ballots, which is not a lot, cast in the November election, found that 48 or 42.5% were invalid because, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
They were 19-inch ballots produced on a 20-inch piece of paper.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed.
They would not fit accurately inside the voting machine to be tabulated.
Well, you know, Captain, when you come across something like this, you know, something that's physical, demonstrable, tangible, it really does change the game, doesn't it, when you look at how this election was conducted?
It changed the game, but here's the problem. The election has been certified.
Right.
Game over. Now, if they find something drastic, can they order a new election, this, that, and the other? Well, I'm not sure, so I can't answer that. Each state is different based on their laws. We're talking about Arizona, so who knows? But you can't get the ballot size right?
Right, exactly. And I don't think that we would see, I wouldn't anticipate having any kind of new election called because it was certified. But a lot of this begins to throw us into uncharted waters. And just for reference, if you flip it around, if this was Democrats looking to find these kinds of irregularities or discovering these kinds of irregularities, you would hear maybe a very different story. Well, we should have a different election or a new election or do whatever, and it would become very easily to them. But we very much have to tread lightly here to find out, you know, what could be done. But it may simply be, Captain, that this is a cautionary tale. The next go around, these problems have to be fixed. But you never know, so stay tuned.
Now, Lake lost to the Democratic Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who did not recuse herself. That was the agency that was overseeing the election in the November elections by less than 18,000 votes out of a total of over 2.5 million cast. It's a close election.
Yes, exactly. And the whole idea of the recusal, again, flip it around. Can you imagine if it was a Republican and they won, it was easy, and all this other kind of stuff? Yeah, they'd be screaming about it.
Now, another possible 2024 prospect in the Republican side of things for president is speaking publicly and showing everyone that the establishment has learned nothing at all from the defeat that they just suffered and the rise, if you will, of the new conservative wing of the Republican Party, especially in Florida. Now, New Hampshire's governor, Chris Sununu, who refused to help his party by running for Senate in the last midterm, which he could have won easily in his state. Easily, he could have won that, but he chose not to. He's taking multiple shots now at Governor Ron DeSantis, our governor down here in Florida, while he claims otherwise in the same interview. Now, Sununu is absolutely positively looking to run for president. In my mind, there is no doubt whatsoever because of the answers he gives to the questions he's asked. Now, all of these national media hits that he's doing right now are not coming by chance. It's to introduce him to the country. And he's also been bragging that donors have approached him about funding his campaign infrastructure. In other words, he's gearing up, biding his time for an announcement next summer about running for president as a Republican.
Very interesting. Well, as you mentioned, Captain, the idea of running for Senate, can you imagine it would have changed, at least in some small way, the makeup of the Senate this go-around? And so that might be something
They would have had a Republican instead of a Democrat.
Exactly. So this could be, for lack of a better expression, an albatross for Sununu. If Republicans won't let it go, it will certainly follow him, and he's got to be prepared to speak to that and to make a real case, because on the surface, it's something any opponent in a primary could make a lot of hay out of.
Yeah, very much so. And, folks, I am speaking with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and of course we talk to him in this time slot every Monday through Saturday. Pretty impressive stuff. Now, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has reached a settlement with the Biden administration in dismantling the shipping container border wall located on the U.S.-Mexican border, trespassing federal lands. That was the issue. They dropped the containers over onto federal lands, and a federal judge ordered them to remove it. Now, they also, the federal government also sued Arizona for the problems that it was causing because they couldn't let anyone in across the border. Well, that was the whole purpose of it, hello. Now, according to documents filed in the U.S. District Court in Phoenix, the Republican governor, along with Joe Biden, the Biden administration, have come to an agreement out of court, and it is just simply to remove the containers. They say they're going to do it between now and the 3rd of January.
Right, and any of these containers that were already installed, this is all part of the agreement to take them out. It was working. These containers were actually filling in the gaps. And it just seems, I mean, what more evidence does the American voter need to understand that the Biden administration is not just turning a blind eye to what's happening at the border? They're actually trying to open it up so that more people can come across the border. And this is really something, Captain, that's incredibly bold, and it's incredibly arrogant on the side of the Biden administration.
Every time I hear Mayorkas talking and trying to defend what Biden's doing, I just want to throw something at the TV. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Singing that song, Kyle.
Let's go to Chuck Berry.
Yeah, and Run, Run, Rudolph, Run, Run, Rudolph, I'll be all right, is the name of the song. And that is a classic of classics. I'll tell you what, I've heard that song, I don't know for how many years, but used to play it in our household at Christmas time just to rock the house a little bit, and there you go. And it was a favorite, a kid's favorite. All right, now, let's take a look at the weather. My goodness sake. We've got snow. We've got cold. We've got some changing conditions right now. So, Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there by you.
Well, Captain, up in the Pacific Northwest tonight, we've got a massive amount of snow coming in off the Pacific Ocean there. It's actually up in Vancouver. It comes down through Seattle, down Interstate 5 to Portland, Oregon. Definitely have that happening. And as you head out of Portland on I-84, you're going to encounter snow in the central part of the state. And this snow is going to be all the way up to I-90 as you head over to Spokane. If you're coming out I-90 out of Seattle, from that area. We've also got snow in parts of northern Idaho tonight, so be aware of that. Boise, Idaho along I-84, you got a lot of snow. Elko, Nevada I-84 for Boise, I-80 for Elko, you've got a lot of snow coming across the road there. It's going to be all the way back to Winnemucca and as you head on down towards Reno as well. So you need to be careful out there. Wind chill factors all throughout most of these western United States, particularly Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana, especially in the eastern part of those states. In some areas, 55 degrees below zero for the wind chill factor. Be careful out there. And back to the captain.
Okay, let's start with the Great Lakes. Let's start, shall we say, around, let's go over to Gary, Indiana. How about that? Okay, coming out of Indiana, and following I-80 and I-90 and I-94, you're going to be in a winter storm warning. Now, I-94 over to Detroit is going to be just plain flat out miserable because the whole state in that area is going to be under a winter storm warning. And you're going to have winds driving the snow. Now, going along the lake on I-90 and I-80 from Toledo over to Erie, Pennsylvania, you are definitely going to have conditions where you probably won't be able to see very well because of the winds blowing the snow. And we're talking about snow amounts of feet, okay? And we could be several feet. And especially when we get into upstate New York and the lee shore of Lake Ontario and the snowbelt areas, because from the state line to Buffalo, it's going to be virtually impassable as this storm develops. And we've seen that before. So you better be right when you go that way. Nobody on a quarter tank of fuel or none of that nonsense. And you better have some cookies or crackers or something with you in case they shut the road down. And if you have to stop, you got something to nibble on. Now, going up out of Syracuse North, you're going to be in a winter storm warning up there to the Canadian border. It's not snowing yet in New England or eastern New York, but it is very windy. And that's what's going to be preceding this until the weather shows up. It'll still be windy when the storm shows up, but right now it's windy without the storm. And coming on down the ocean side from Nova Scotia, all the way down to Georgia, all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia, you've got some offshore swells, and you've got a very rough sea all the way down through there. Cold temperatures, oh my goodness. Valdosta, Georgia, you're going to be setting some lows that you haven't seen for as long as most of you have been there. It's going to really get cold. The wind chill factor there is just going to be absolutely miserable. All of northern Florida, all the way down to the I-4 corridor, there's going to be record low temperatures. The wind chill is going to be unbelievable. We're going to have a freeze warning all the way down to Lake Okeechobee. A frost warning all the way down to Miami. Lilo's going to love it down there. He'll be running, roaming around, Kyle, with two pairs of socks and two coats. Well, want to bet?
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, and then all the way across the south, I-10, the corridor, all the way across to Houston, you're going to be in very cold weather, very cold temperatures. Wind chill factors are going to be at or near zero or even lower than that. We're also going to have temperatures as we move up into Louisiana along I-20, all the way over into Birmingham and all the way over towards the Georgia line, that are going to be down in the near zero range, 0 to 10 above. Actual temperatures outside will probably be in the teens, but the wind will drive it down even colder. And as I said, snow, go north. North Dakota, South Dakota, blizzard warning. Sounds like the old hat, but that's what it's been all week. Southern part of Minnesota, south of the Twin Cities, blizzard warning. Iowa, I-80 coming across I-80, blizzard warning. I-35 going north up into the Twin Cities area, blizzard warning coming out of Iowa. Wisconsin, winter storm warning. Illinois, winter storm warning. Indiana, winter storm warning. And most of Ohio, winter storm warning, as well as the central part of Kentucky to include Louisville, and the central part of Tennessee to include Nashville. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night and keep the heat on.
We will do. Thanks, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And folks, you want to remember that when you're out there in the roads, the highways and byways, and you want to find a place for shelter, a pilot and a Flying J will do you right. Pull in there if you can, if there's parking places, there may or may not be, and camp out until it's safe to be back out on the roads again, because some of these roads, I'm telling you, are at the point to where we're hearing you can't see, the wind is blowing, the snow is drifting, but as I said, along the lee shore of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, they're going to be measuring snow in feet, so keep that in mind. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
You aren't going anywhere, are you?
No.
Okay, because I got people that have been calling me that have left the Florida area. They're literally up in Tampa, listen to me. They're literally up in Atlanta right now, and things are starting to break down in Atlanta. And they're wondering, they're going up towards Detroit, they're going up towards Louisville, they're going up towards Indianapolis, and there's just no way they're going to get out of this.
Well, they're driving into it.
Yep, so. Absolutely. All right, well, tell us about, has the storm quelled a little bit from the Zelensky trip?
Well, it was really kind of fascinating how this trip allegedly had been planned for months and months. I think the timing of it was just a little on the curious side because it was the omnibus bill, but that's just me. You know, other countries, NATO countries, interestingly enough, the Latvia, the Moldovas, and so forth, are kicking in a lot of supplies for Ukraine. Now, it has been confirmed that the Wagner Group, which is the mercenary operation owned by one of Putin's czars, oligarchs, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
They have been getting weapons from North Korea. So this changes things, and the timing on that one was Victor Boots release.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return right after the top of the hour. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.